News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, President Joe Biden gave his State of the Union address last night a high-stakes moment as he looks to convince voters to give him a second term in the White House. Here's just a little taste of what he had to say.
I will not demonize immigrants saying they are poison in the blood of our country. I will not separate families. I will not ban people because of their faith. Secure the border. Provide a pathway to citizenship for dreamers, and so much more. But unlike my predecessor, I know who we are as Americans. And we're the only nation in the world with a heart and soul that draws from old and new.
And that was Joe Biden speaking last night in his State of the Union address. And for more on this, I'm joined now by David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian. Good morning to you, David. Quite a fiery, feisty speech Joe Biden came out fighting last night.
Yes, Joe Biden was looking energized, and I think that's what certainly Democrats were hoping for. You know, there were so many questions swirling around his age. He's the oldest American president in history at 81. You know, fears, would he get through this, and, you know, would he make gaffes and so on? And actually, I think the White House will be pleased. Biden you know, came out fighting. Democrats were cheering him to the rafters. His Republican opponents sat there looking grim. And when they did try to heckle and interrupt Biden, it generally backfired, and he was up for the fight.
Okay. This is probably a shot across the bow in terms of the election campaign, really, isn't it? Now that we know who they're going to be, pretty much.
Yes. And of course, this the you know, the last State of the Union speech until the presidential election, and an unrivaled platform for Biden, really, you know, millions of TV viewers. And yes, it came in the week when it really became certain it's going to be a Joe Biden versus Donald Trump rematch. We had, of course, the Super Tuesday primary elections, and you know, Nikki Haley dropped out of the Republican race. Biden, of course, is the incumbent, is pretty much unopposed. And tonight's speech, you know, I thought really contrasted with Trump, who at Mar-a-Lago on Super Tuesday was full of doom and gloom and misery about America. Biden was somewhat more upbeat and,
yeah,
you know, offering a
the American
the
dream, the country of dreamers, hope and optimism. And I suppose almost a nostalgic view of how America was, rather than the slightly dystopian view that sometimes Trumpites, I suppose, spread. Is it going to work? Is this going to help, do you think? Is this the right way for the Democrats to go?
Yeah, I mean, it was one notable thing tonight was Joe Biden really drawing a contrast with Trump. You know, he came out swinging on the issue of Ukraine and democracy and contrast on immigration and handling the border, and certainly spoke about economic policies and, you know, trying to get a minimum wage and taxes on the rich and so on. I think there's an awareness that Biden's approval rating is low. People are not feeling the economic success, so they can't just trumpet achievements and say how great everything is. They also have to draw that contrast with Trump, try and remind people that the Trump presidency brought chaos and misery in a pandemic, and second time around it could be even worse.
Did he say anything about inflation and the economy? Because that's one of the areas that Trump is going to come for him in.
Oh, yes. I think Joe Biden tried to remind people that you know, he inherited an economy that was in crisis after the pandemic. And he did you know, create 14 million jobs, he would say. And inflation is on the way down. The argument goes, you know, America's had the best post-pandemic recovery of any major industrial nation. But it's an uphill battle because there is that gap between perception and reality.
Lastly, David, what did he talk about protecting democracy last night?
Yes. Very early on, in fact, he talked about the January 6th insurrection, which was obviously in that very building, and said Trump and Republicans are trying to bury the truth. That went down badly with the Republicans, as you can imagine.
I can.
And Biden obviously sets himself up as defending democracy, not only at home, but also abroad, which, you know, brought him back to Vladimir Putin and Russia and Ukraine. And Biden attacked Trump's recent comments, where he was effectively encouraging Russia to attack NATO allies who don't pay their bills.
Yeah, they were extraordinary comments. Look, thank you for that. That is David Smith there, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.